new Dove Men Plus Care Ultimate is an ultra-hydrating antiperspirant that glides on smoothly without irritation. So whether you're maneuvering through, tackling, or chasing after the kids, you can glide through the day with confidence. New Dove Men Plus Care Ultimate is clinically proven to keep underarms hydrated for longer. It's made with a breakthrough water-based formula that glides on smoothly and offers powerful 48-hour protection. Feel the ultimate glide. Buy now at Walmart or on Amazon.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
There is a Yiddish word that describes a lot of what we are seeing now. The word is chutzpah. It describes audacious or gutsy actions or responses. Chutzpah. This word is so incorporated in the lives of those who are at the forefront, really, across the board. Many that are in prominent assignments have come basically from a place of being hidden. Now they are prominent, moving into a place of more exposure. So we're looking at that today. Our title is Personal Chutzpah. So what's the point? What's the setting? Well, right now, the point and the setting, of course, is that we are living in the last days. We're seeing definition on the way that God is revealing plans we didn't have, were not privy to before, did not have knowledge of before. So besides this prophetic visionary aspect that is so central to what God does throughout any period of church history or biblical history, there is incorporated now this element of personal chutzpah. It's growing, and you can even ask God for his own personal brand of this endowment as a download for you. Because, hey, you're going to need it. We need it now. We need it more than ever. There will always be people, because this is a gift, who are visionaries. These are individuals who are gifted with vision and hope. Most of all, they have a plan. But over time now, proportionately, I'm just saying proportionately, the supply of those who have been willing to use this gift, to make it available, to see futuristically, that has sort of dimmed. It's been less. You know, the challenge is there. There's not, sometimes, you know, that expression, be sure that no good deed will go unpunished, kind of applies here. So sometimes there is a sort of a holding off and a holding back. But if you just realistically see, you've got to factor in the need for steel-like courage for times like these, with single-minded confidence that syncs with the Almighty, then you see that the gap has widened between the demand and the need for prophetic visionary insight and those who are actually willing to step up and be that gift and that voice with that prophetic ability to see. That's why we are now seeing an uncovering of hidden ones, because those who should have taken the day didn't, and individuals that no one would have ever considered have and are taking the day. These hidden ones are making the most of their preparation and their single-minded confidence in divine leading is golden. It's prepared them. It's solid. It's unshakable. They won't yield to any distraction or provocation. We are seeing this breed come forth now. So added to the prophetic visionary aspect is this element of personal chutzpah. Again, audacious, gutsy roles played out on every level, in every sphere, in every setting. In any sense, at the very least, genuine prophetic visionary leadership never occurs at the back of the room or on the periphery of the crowd, right? It's always out in front, where every individual benefits from that leader. And again, we're talking about the leader who can envision today before today, who knows what today is going to look like before today, so that tomorrow can emerge as a collective of the spiritual and moral genius stored up and embodied in the whole. So again, let me say that again. You have leadership from the front, or those that are prominent out before a group setting, and all of the individuals who make up the group under the jurisdiction or under the influence of that prophetic visionary leadership, now they are released. They are inspired and are compelled to step forth as the embodiment of this collective spiritual and moral genius that, you know, God intended for His church to display in these times. Again, what times? The end times. So this applies, and this is really important, this applies to the man or woman of God, yes, of course, but also you can and often do see it includes those outside the church, but who work with and for the cause of the church. The example that comes to mind, first and foremost, for most of us, is the Bible example we find in King Cyrus, the pagan king of Persia, who played such a prominent role in the history of the Jewish people in Bible history. So it is both the man and woman of God we find within the covenant family, within the body, within the church, but also those who are outside the church, but who have a mind and a will to work with and alongside of the church and God's plan for this time. What is the goal? The goal is to build prophetically as God intends. So we see His hand in this. Audacious, gutsy, God-sent, God-inspired leaders who, humbled by the opportunity, seize the opportunity. So these are not people who are concerned with their own drama or their own ability or might. They understand they are pregnant with the opportunity and the empowerment that only comes from the Spirit of the Almighty. And why now? Why needed? We need the end time prophetic visionary brand of strength to be added to leaders who are already holding the line for righteous governance and leadership, so that people everywhere can prosper and be blessed. Let me say that again. You got to get this. We need end time thinkers, this prophetic visionary brand of strength, divine strength, to add strength to the leaders who already are holding the line for righteous governance and leadership, so that people everywhere, in every space, can prosper and be blessed. And we need the entire body of God's people to step up en masse as the people that we must be for these times, complete with personal giftings combined with sufficient personal chutzpah, so that we offer hope to the world. In the name of the Almighty. That's the need. That's the goal. That's the plan. And that's the download available to God's covenant man or woman. And He really also releases this dimension in the voice of those who are on the Lord's side. Love that verse. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? Where would we be? Well, now we are in this place where God is on our side in demonstrations we never thought possible. There are several passages out of Daniel 2 that speak to what we're saying. This Daniel, the man of God, in exile, he and his friends possessed this personal chutzpah, humbled by the hand of God on their lives, nonetheless audacious in guts and gutsy in their confidence in what God would do if they made themselves available to be His voice and to be able to risk it. So the king said to this Daniel, "I had a dream, and my spirit is troubled to know the dream." And you'll recall from the book of Daniel how the king didn't want to reveal the dream. He wanted his magicians and sorcerers to basically read his mind, know what the dream was, and then interpret the dream. They could not. And so before basically lopping off their heads in retaliation because they could not perform this impossible feat, Daniel is sought out, called forth, and the king puts the challenge to him. "I had a dream, and my spirit is troubled to know this dream." And this is Daniel's answer. "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, to whom belong wisdom and might. He changes times and seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings." That would have been great information for Nebuchadnezzar, right? For the king. In other words, Daniel is setting the record straight who the power is and what his extent is. It's unlimited. And he goes on to say, "He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding." Verse 22 of Daniel 2. "He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him." The light dwells with him. Verse 23, "To you, O God of my fathers," Daniel is acknowledging God here, "I give thanks and praise, for you have given me wisdom and might, and have made known to me what we ask of you. For you have made known to us the king's matter." Daniel is predicting that God will tell him. He said, "You have made known to us," to Daniel and the others with him, "what is the king's matter." Do you see this boldness? Do you see this confidence? Daniel is framing it. He's saying, God is in charge. He rules over kings. He is the revealer. He unfolds wisdom and understanding to those he chooses to give it to. With him belongs all light. He is light. The light dwells with him. Now, Daniel predicts, God tells me what the king has dreamed. And later, this exchange continues between the king and God's man Daniel. This is verse 26 of Daniel 2. The king declared to Daniel, "Are you able to make known to me the dream that I have seen and its interpretation?" Daniel answered the king and said, "No wise man, enchanters, magicians, or astrologers can show to the king the mystery that the king has asked. But there is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries, and he has made known to the king what will happen in the latter days." Daniel says, "This dream that you've had, O king, God has revealed to you, this pagan king, what is going to happen in the last days." And then Daniel goes on to tell him what that is and what the interpretation is. "Your dream and the visions of your head as you lay on your bed are these." Verse 29. "To you, O king, as you lay in your bed, came thoughts of what would be after this. And he who reveals mysteries made known to you what is to be. But as for me, this mystery has been revealed to me, not because of any wisdom that I have, more than all the living, but in order that the interpretation may be made known to the king, and that you may know, that you may understand what it is that you've received here, what your thoughts are." And then Daniel goes on. You can read the remainder of that unfolding there in Daniel 2. This personal chutzpah, this endowment combined with the gift that Daniel already possessed, positioned him at a prophetic time to step forth as counsel to the king and to reveal mysteries only God knew, only God could reveal and uncover. That's what he has for you. That's what he wants for all of his people, every covenant man and woman, and you are seeing that now. Let's pray. Father, I pray for this endowment of the Spirit of Almighty, the Spirit of Almighty God, this same Spirit that was on Daniel and others throughout biblical history, that this endowment of personal chutzpah flows into the believer corporately, individual, and in every sense across every sphere in every setting. We ask for it, we receive it, and we by faith see the manifestation now in our lifetime for such a time as this. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you that your very own personal chutzpah is released into your people in this hour. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank God. Thank God. Listen, receive this into your spirit right now. Receive this as the reality of what God has for you, wherever you are, whatever your dominion, wherever you are in authority, operate there as God's emissary with this personal chutzpah. I just want to say that I believe this is a personal word for someone, and that it is a confirmation of something that you've been hearing and sensing, experiencing, and perhaps didn't have a, you know, an example around you. Your honest inquiry before the Lord is this you? And you don't have a precedent. So you're questioning whether to trust it or not. Listen, the Bible is clear. The Lord has ordered our steps, and He intends for His people to be bold examples of His leadership in every sense for this hour and this time. And He is moving in remarkable, often unprecedented ways that sometimes defy like your own natural inclination. So you're hearing something from the Lord in this podcast today that affirms what you are already hearing. And it's His nod, yes, proceed this way. You have it. Don't be afraid to be this bold and this confident. God's supernatural display of the miraculous is what He wants to pour through you to bless those around you. Amen. Receive it. Thank God.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit aclearTrumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.